With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Three special elections with national impact are being held today. In Central Florida, two races to fill congressional seats. One is for the post vacated by White House National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. And in Wisconsin, a state Supreme Court contest is being closely watched since the liberal candidate in the race says she is for gerrymandering two Republican seats in Congress off the map. Megan Novak, legislative director of Americans for Prosperity, says it will bolster President Trump's agenda if conservative Brad Schimmel wins tonight.
If you are a voter who cares about the America First agenda, if you are a voter who supported President Trump and wants to see him implementing his agenda and his policies, then you have to care first about this Wisconsin Supreme Court race, because if they have their way, that House majority is gone in 2026 or even earlier, and we will not have a chance to fight back anymore.
Polling places in Wisconsin will be open until 7 p.m. local time tonight. Spending in the hotly contested Supreme Court race is expected to exceed $100 million. Also at SRNnews.com, reciprocal tariffs are on President Trump's agenda. He's planning to roll out those tariffs tomorrow, although we could hear some details later today. While the president is constitutionally limited to two terms in office, President Trump has been toying with the idea of a third term in the White House.
People are asking me to run, and there's a whole story about running for a third term. I don't know. I never looked into it. They do say there's a way you can do it, but I don't know about that, but I have not looked into it. I want to do a fantastic job.
With the time that's left in his current term, by the way, Mr. Trump says he would relish the chance to run against Barack Obama if Mr. Obama could seek a third term. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 164 points. This is SRN News. New poll tracks religious switching around the world.
The Pew Research Center has been studying the phenomenon of people leaving the faith they were brought up in for a different belief system, or none at all. Religious switching is most prevalent in South Korea, where half of adults have abandoned the faith of their youth. In the U.S., 28% have done so. The Pew report also indicates that most of the people who switch faiths are swapping the religion they grew up with for no religion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers are considering a measure that would limit pro-Hamas protests outside of Jewish places of worship, schools, and other institutions. Home Secretary Yvette Cooper says the legislation is designed to protect and assure England's Jewish community, which has felt embattled since the Hamas attack on Israel in the fall of 2023. Cooper adds, the right to protest must not undermine a person's right to worship, and everybody has a right to live in freedom from fear. This is SRN News. Texas is hot, and in this case, it's not the weather we're referring to. It's the Lone Star State's economic climate. Now, the New York Stock Exchange, Texas, is open for business. Here's correspondent Tayshia Stevens.
The first company to get a listing was Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Truth Social. The company will be listed as DJT, as it is on the NASDAQ, where it will continue to be offered. The New York Stock Exchange says Texas is home to more companies listed on their trading platform than any other state. They say the Texas companies represent $3.7 trillion in aggregate market value. NYSE Texas will soon be facing competition in the Lone Star State, though. In 2026, the Texas Stock Exchange is expected to come online after they get approval from the SEC, and NASDAQ has announced plans for a regional office in North Texas as well. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The NASDAQ futures are down 27 points. More details, SRNnews.com.